he's proposing to scrap the second home allowance, known as the additional cost allowance, which is the of all the expense allowances that MPs can claim, this is the really controversial one. This is the one that allows them to claim up to $24,000 a year for their second homes, and they can put pretty much anything on it: their mortgage, the kitchen sink, the bath plug, or pornographic films, as we discovered the other day. Gordon Brown is proposing that that gets abolished completely and replaced with an overnight allowance for the nights when MPs are in Parliament. He hasn't put a figure on this. He's going to ask the Senior Salaries Review Board to come up with a figure. Last night there was a figure of about £120-130 a night doing the rounds. That wouldn't be every night of the year, that would just be every night or every day that the House of Commons is sitting, but it would still add up to a tidy sum, and that would be it.
What's been the reaction to this in Westminster?
Cautious welcome to it. What's interesting is that Nick Clegg, the Lib Dem leader, was saying about 3 weeks ago that the party leaders ought to get together and cobble something up pretty quickly. At the time, Gordon Brown was quite dismissive, but a week or so later, David Cameron said Parliament should act urgently. And now Gordon Brown, who at the time was saying, no, we should wait the outcome of the review into this that's been carried out by the Committee on Standards and Public Life, Gordon Brown effectively performed a big U-turn and gave them what they want. So that in principle, they're in favour of immediate reform. There's a big question mark about this overnight allowance, though. They point to what happens in Brussels, where MEPs can claim a similar allowance, and there are well-documented occasions where MEPs turn up 7 o'clock in the morning, sign on, then sort of fly off back home without doing a day's work. So there's a concern about that. That wasn't his only proposal. He's also saying he's going to scrap the allowance for MPs who live in London or near London. He's going to change the rules so that family members have to be employed by the House of Commons. And interestingly, on second jobs, he's saying that MPs who have a second job should have to declare exactly how much they earn and how many hours they work. And this is something that seems to be aimed at the Conservative Party, where there are quite a few MPs, including some members of the Shadow Cabinet, who've got sort of well-paid city jobs, and they moonlight is the phrase that Labour MPs use. There's some unhappiness about that too.
Will this be enough to stem public anger over MPs' perks?
Well, first of all, we don't know what's going to happen next week. It goes to a vote on Wednesday. In theory, it's a free vote. Labour MPs have been told that if they're on the payroll vote, that means if they're a member of the government, they've got to back the party line. But there are bound to be people tabling all sorts of amendments. We haven't got a clear idea yet what the opposition parties are doing. Cameron and Clegg are meeting Brown tonight to try and thrash out some sort of compromise. So we don't know what's going to happen next week when this comes to a vote. And even if the whole package were to get through, then we've still got the episode in July when the House of Commons is going to publish 3 or 4 million receipts that have been submitted by MPs over the last 4 years, and that is expected to trigger a wave of revulsion at some of the practices that MPs have been getting away with. So this story has still got some way to run, I think.